Hello and welcome back to the Retro Break podcast. I just got back from watching the new Sonic movie in the cinema and I thought it was really good. In fact, the more I think about it, the more I enjoyed that film. It was so good, and when I got back, I actually put the Mega Drive on and played all the way through Sonic 2 as well. So I just wanted to come here today and share my love of the Sonic the Hedgehog series with all you guys and girls out there listening to this episode. So I want to go right back to when I first played the original Sonic the Hedgehog, which would have been around 96 or 95, something like that. So I would have been only 4 or 5 years old. And I think the Mega Drive actually belonged to my dad's cousin at the time. And he had Sonic 1 and Michael Jackson's Moonwalker and a few other games. But it was always Sonic that I would come back to on the Mega Drive. Although at the time, I never really liked it as much as Mario. But looking back on it today, I think that is because here in the UK, like I've mentioned on this podcast previously, we could only play the games in 50 hertz, which meant they were actually a lot slower than their American and Japanese counterparts. And when I went back later on and played Sonic 1 on Sonic Mega Collection, I actually enjoyed it a lot more. But it wasn't really until I played Sonic 2 a few years later on the Mega Drive that I really started to enjoy the series. So the first time I actually played Sonic 2 was right here in this room. And for those of you that don't know, this house used to belong to my nan and granddad, and I sort of half inherited it and then bought the rest myself. But the point is, I have a lot of fond memories of this room in particular, and I actually spent a lot of time here growing up playing Sonic on the Mega Drive, and it wasn't just Sonic on the Mega Drive that I played in here as well. We also had a Windows 95 computer in this room as well. In fact, in the exact position where my computer is right now, I would actually play Sonic CD on the Windows 95 CD from Sega PC, I think the range was called. And at the time, I always thought that game was a little bit weird, but I loved the animated introduction, and I kind of enjoyed the time traveling mechanic. I didn't really enjoy having to wait for each different area to load, and the music was a little bit weird compared to the Mega Drive games, I thought, personally, but I still really enjoyed the game, and it was really cool to have a game like that on the PC as well. It wasn't until about 2001 that I actually played Sonic CD for the first time, and I remember I think my mum or dad found it on a boot sale and they phoned me up to ask me if I'd already got it, and the first thing I asked was, is it in 3D? Because at the time, I know a lot of people don't really like the 3D Sonic games, but I really, really enjoyed the 3D Sonic games. I'd played Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast and Sonic Adventure 2 when it came out on the GameCube, and I was really excited because on the back of the box for the PC version of Sonic CD, it shows off the special stage where you're chasing that robot around in the 3D environment, and I thought the whole game was going to be like that, so I was a little bit disappointed that it was a 2D platformer, but I was just a kid, so what did I know at the time? Anyway, they were two Sonic games that I really grew up with. I also had, weirdly enough, the Sonic 3 and Knuckles PC version, which also had the weird altered music that wasn't the one that Michael Jackson composed for the Mega Drive. So unfortunately, I don't have that one anymore because I think that would be really interesting to go back to and listen to how different it sounds compared to the Mega Drive game. And I do wonder as well, this might date this podcast episode a little bit, but I do wonder whether they'll use that soundtrack instead of the Michael Jackson one when they bring Sonic 3 and Knuckles out on the Sonic Origins Collection, I believe it's called, which is coming out very soon. I'm quite looking forward to it, although they've had a few weird issues with the advertising of the game since it was launched, such as the weird DLC table that they showed off at the launch of the game, and then a few days ago they also announced that all of the original classics are being delisted on Steam as well, which I think is a terrible idea, but I can see why they want to do it, because they want to force people to buy the new game, but I don't really think it's fair, because you can buy the games right now for like £5 each or something, but you know, business is business, and I am really looking forward to playing them all again in widescreen. Anyway, going back to the original Sonic games, after the Mega Drive, the next Sonic game that I played was on the launch of the GameCube, I believe, and that was Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, which I was super excited about. I never had a Dreamcast or a Sega Saturn growing up, so I kind of skipped out all of those Sonic games. I did actually, just thinking about it now, I did have Sonic R on the PC, and I'm sure you guys and girls know what Sonic R was like. It's kind of a weird one, but I actually really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed the music. Of course, the soundtrack in Sonic R is absolute classic and iconic, and Richard Jax actually went on to do a lot of other really cool soundtracks as well, like Metropolis Street Racer, which I also really enjoyed. So yeah, when Sonic Adventure 2 came out on the GameCube, I got it at launch, and I was immediately hooked. I loved the idea of collecting the emblems and being able to unlock Green Hill Zone. I never actually did manage to do that, though. Unfortunately, my memory card corrupted because I didn't really have a lot of money as a kid, so I bought a third-party memory card to try and save my save files on, because it was bigger than the official one and I was hoping to get a lot of games for the system. But of course, you shouldn't really rely on third-party accessories, and the memory card corrupted and I lost about 200 hours worth of gameplay. But I still really love Sonic Adventure 2, and I think the fact that it had the emblems and the Chao Garden, it really did give the game a lot of replay value, and I played it all the time while I was growing up during school, and I know a lot of my friends in school really enjoyed it as well. We would always discuss their best tactics of getting the A ranks and all the stages, and the best way to raise the different Chao and unlock the different gardens and complete all the mini games and stuff. It was such a good game, and it was such a good time to be a Sonic fan, because when that game came out, there was also a counterpart to that on the Game Boy Advance, which I also got, which was Sonic Advance. In fact, I have actually done a Let's Play of Sonic Advance, which you can find over on my main channel, Retro Break, so definitely go and check that out if you want to see what that game's all about. And maybe in the future, I'll do Let's Play of some other Sonic games as well. I've been really thinking about going back to play the first Sonic Adventure after watching the latest movie, because it does pull a lot of inspiration from Sonic 1, like Knuckles' backstory and things like that. So I actually went back to replay Sonic Adventure DX Director's Cut, but using the mods on the PC to turn it back into the Dreamcast game, because for those of you that don't know, the Dreamcast game is the best way of playing it. It has full 360 movement instead of being locked onto 8 directions, and it removed some of the weird character models that they thought were upgrades, in quotation marks, which weren't really that much better at all. They were just a lot shinier. So the Dreamcast version is the definitive way to play that game. And I did actually first play Sonic Adventure in the DX version on the GameCube, and I remember being a little bit disappointed in it, if I'm completely honest, because I was a huge fan of Sonic Adventure 2 Battle on the GameCube. And when I went back to play Sonic Adventure 1, it kind of felt like a step back in a lot of ways, even though it had the hub world to be able to explore. The frame rate wasn't as good, and there was a lot of weird glitches and things in the GameCube version in particular. But I did actually go back and play the Dreamcast version of it after I'd played the GameCube one, and I could see just how much of a good game it really is when you actually play the proper version, not the DX version, which, although it's called Director's Cut, the original director for Sonic Adventure was not actually involved in that game whatsoever, so it's kind of a misleading title. And then after that point, after Sonic Adventure 2 and Sonic Advance, I tried to get every single new Sonic game that came out. So the next game in the series was Sonic Heroes, and I got that just after it launched, and honestly, I was a little bit disappointed. I was kind of sad that they got rid of the whole emblems side of the game. I wasn't too upset about the Chao Garden. I know a lot of people were really upset they got rid of the Chao Garden as well, but for me, it was missing the replay value that Sonic Adventure 2 had, and the levels didn't really feel as polished either, but I did still enjoy the game, and of course I did complete it, and I still go back and play it every now and then. It's really not as bad as people say it is, and I love the swapping the three different characters mechanics. And after I read an interview recently that basically said that the whole of Sonic Heroes level design was designed by one person, because the other designer went off sick halfway through the project, I do have a lot of respect for the fact that it even turned out as good as it did. And around that time, Sonic Advance 2 and 3 came out as well, and I loved both of them too. And there was also Sonic Mega Collection, and I actually found out about Sonic Advance 2 from a trailer that they included in Sonic Mega Collection on the GameCube, and I loved that trailer so much. I would just watch it on repeat. I loved the music in that trailer as well, and I was actually really upset that the music in the trailer didn't make its way into the full game, at least not during any of the playable sections anyway. And then, unfortunately, as you all know, this is the time when the series kind of lost its way a little bit. So the next game after Sonic Heroes was Shadow the Hedgehog, and you all know how that one turned out. And I really didn't enjoy it at all. I mean, I liked the idea of the branching paths and having all of the different endings and the good versus evil thing, but in terms of actual gameplay, I really don't understand how they managed to go so far off track for what Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 had done, considering I think it's using the same engine anyway, but it feels really sloppy in comparison to those games, and it is a chore to play, especially if you try and do the missions properly. It's not really one that I ever want to go back to. And then, of course, the game where everyone thinks that Sonic Team just completely lost their mind, this was Sonic 06. And surprisingly, I actually quite enjoyed it. I know that is a really controversial thing to say, but I didn't actually get it until a few years later, so I had kind of already prepared for the worst, and I actually left pleasantly surprised. It felt a lot more well thought out, even though the gameplay itself is pretty bad. At least the idea and the concept behind the game was more in line with what they were trying to do in Sonic Adventure than the games that had followed since. So from that point of view, I actually did really enjoy it, and I think it plays okay. Like, I can't say it's a good game, I really can't, but at the time I enjoyed it. And I even went back and got all of the achievements on the Xbox 360 version and played it again a few years later when I got a PS3. So maybe I just like torturing myself, I'm not entirely sure, and I haven't played it in a few years now, so maybe I was just kind of blind at the fact that it was a new Sonic game and I was just excited to play anything that had Sonic the Hedgehog in. Maybe I should go back and play that one instead of Sonic Adventure and see how it really holds up. There is a really cool fan project that's going on at the minute called Project 06, which is trying to rejuvenate Sonic 06 and turn it into a actual good, full functioning game. So I'll definitely try and check that out at some point as well and see what kind of improvements they've made. And then, honestly, the few years following on from Sonic 06 up until Sonic Colors came out in 2010 were kind of a weird era for Sonic, where nothing really felt like it was a proper Sonic game. There was a load of spin-offs like Sonic and the Secret Rings, Sonic and the Black Knight, Sonic Chronicles, Dark Brotherhood, and while I played all these, I wasn't too fussed about them either way. I did really enjoy the Sonic Rush games on the DS, though. I played those a lot during college, especially Sonic Rush Adventure, going through all of the different missions and stuff. I really enjoyed that one. But the game that really rejuvenated a lot of people's love for the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise was Sonic Colors when it released on the Wii in 2010. And of course, I picked it up on day one and I really enjoyed it. And I'm glad that it's got a re-release more recently in a HD version, but it does have a few bugs that the Wii version didn't, and there's a few graphical issues with that one. So I would still recommend the original over the remake. But either way you play it, it's still a fantastic game and I definitely recommend it. And it also has one of the best soundtracks in the entire Sonic the Hedgehog series as well, in my opinion. And then there was Sonic Generations, and for whatever reason I didn't pick this one up when it came out, although I did play a friend's copy, and I remember I was at uni and I went into his room to have a look at it, and I actually sat down and completed the entire game in one go. I thought it was a really cool love letter to the series, although if you think about it in its own terms, it's not really that memorable, but it was a really nice throwback to loads of cool games that have come before it. And I just realised I'd missed one out. There was Sonic Unleashed as well, which is another game that was kind of in that weird spin-off era that I didn't really give maybe quite the attention that it deserved. I know a lot of people today go back and say that it's one of their favourites, so I've been thinking about trying to play it, but every time I do, I get to the hub world and it just feels so boring and so dull, and then you have to go through the warehouse sections and they're so slow. It's not really what I want from a Sonic game, even though the graphics look really nice, and of course, it was the introduction of the Hedgehog engine, which they're still using to this day. And talking of the Hedgehog engine, the next game made in that was Sonic Forces, which came out 3 or 4 years ago now, and again that was one that I didn't really care too much about, although I did complete it and I didn't think it was as bad as people say it is. I mean, it was quite forgettable, and I know that people were expecting a lot more from it based on the earlier trailers to what we actually got in the end, and the controls don't really feel that good, and I never played Sonic Boom either, so I can't comment on that. So I can't really comment on that one. So basically for me, after Sonic Heroes, I kind of lost a bit of my interest in the series, and I really hope that Sonic Frontiers is really good and it kind of rejuvenates some of that lost love that I have for the series. So fingers crossed it turns out really well, and I'm really glad that Sega's actually putting the time and effort in to make the game as good as they can, rather than trying to rush it out of the door like they did with Sonic Forces and some of the games that came before it. I think Sega is on a really good track, so fingers crossed this won't age too bad. Sadly, and in a few years' time, we'll all be playing Sonic, I forgot what it's even called, Sonic Frontiers, and saying how much of a good game it is. So I really hope it turns out well. Let me know down in the comments on YouTube or in the audio for the podcast listeners. Let me know what your favourite Sonic games are. Where did you start the series? Did you start all the way back from the beginning like I did, or did you jump in more recently? Let me know what your favourite games are as well, of course. Really hope you enjoyed this episode. Definitely go and watch the Sonic movie while it's still in cinemas if you can, and of course check out Sonic Origins Collection when it's released very soon as well. I'm really looking forward to playing them all, and maybe I'll actually do a video of it over on my main channel too. So that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.